Jamie Kleindorst of Michigan Tech is on the other end of our line. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with the program. First of all, tell us about the Echo Car, what it is and what you folks have been doing.
Well, Echo Car is a three-year collegiate hybrid vehicle competition. They give you a stock vehicle year one, and you redesign it to your particular architecture that your university has designed from the bottom up and computer simulated. Year two, you actually get the car, and you get to implement your design. And we're currently in year three of competition, where we're refining our design and competing in finals. So we're currently in Washington, D.C., actually, as we speak. We're touring the White House in a few moments. So,
how many people are on your team?
We have 16 people at Michigan Tech on our team. I'm the outreach coordinator. We have two team leaders and two faculty advisors.
Tell us about the process. This has been an ongoing process, so I know that the students feel like they have a lot invested.
Oh, absolutely. We live, breathe, eat, and sleep EcoCar 24 hours a day. We do a lot of social media interactions. We interact with the community. We had a 5K run this winter even. So we go out to the middle schools and inform people about hybrid technology and what we're all about and some of the opportunities that they can partake in the future as they get to the college level and beyond. So it's been absolutely a lot of fun to see all the events come together this year and to look back at all we accomplished. So.
During the three-year period, are these students still engaged in the classroom?
Absolutely. It's kind of like giving up your social life, but for a really good cause. You meet a lot of good people that you become very close with. All the normal curriculum continues just like everybody else. It's just sort of what you do in your free time, except for at Michigan Tech, it can double as your senior design class credit. So instead of taking a capstone project on, you can put EcoCar in its place for a two-year period. So a lot of the students that are involved actually took it on as their senior design project for their degree as well. So they are getting class credit.
So what's the typical day for these students with the EcoCar?
Well, there's actually a lot of benefits and perks that go along with being involved in this competition. We've had a couple people that have been placed through internships this summer through some of our sponsors. Some job offers have come out of the competition. But typically, in between your classes, you would be working on technical reports or doing some testing on the car. And in the evening and on the weekends when we have shop hours, we all get together and take on different portions of the car. So there's a control bleed and somebody that's in charge of the onboard computer and somebody that's in charge of interior and noise and vibration control. So everybody kind of has their own projects and they just kind of divide and conquer. And then we come together at weekly meetings and, you know, brief and update just as you would in the real world. So
now, this is a competition. When are we going to find out who the winner is?
They're actually announcing the winner at the Library of Congress this coming Thursday evening. We're having a big social event there, and the winner of the three-year competition, that is EcoCar, the next challenge, will be announced at that time.
All right, Jamie, after you guys are announced as the first place winner, we want to talk with you after that, all right?
Oh, you'll be the first person I call, I promise.
All right, enjoy your day at the White House, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day, too. Mm-hmm.